Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic jungle and old-school drum and bass moments where the atmosphere feels like it's drifting in slow motion, but the breakbeat is still pushing the whole thing forward with real attitude. The goal here is not to make a pad that acts like the lead. We want a pad that hovers behind the drums, breathes around them, and gives the groove that haunted, wide, slightly unstable feeling that makes jungle so addictive. Think of it as a second groove layer, not just harmony. The pad should move with the drums, answer the drums, and leave plenty of space for the break to do the talking. So let's set the scene in Ableton Live 12. First, build the drums before anything else. That's important. In jungle and old school DNB, the break is the engine. Drop in a classic MN, think break, or any solid old school breakbeat and get it looping over 16 bars. If the sample needs tightening, use warp in beats mode and clean up the transient timing so the kick and snare hit with purpose. Before you add any atmosphere, make sure the groove already feels strong on its own. A good workflow here is to duplicate the break. Keep one version as your main groove and use the second one for edits, chops, little fills, or alternate hits. On the main break, you can add drum bus with a light touch. Keep the drive modest, just enough to add weight and grit without flattening the dynamics. If needed, glue compressor can help glue the break together, but don't overdo it. In this style, the break needs to stay alive, not squashed. Now let's create the pad. On a new MIDI track, load up something like Waveatable, Drift, or Analog. For this kind of jungle texture, you want a tone that feels organic, wide, and a little imperfect. Start with a saw or a smooth harmonic Waveatable. Maybe layer in a sine or soft saw very quietly and keep the unison sensible. 2 to 4 voices is usually plenty. If you go too wide too soon, the pad can become glossy instead of gritty, and we want character, not polish. Shape it with a low-pass filter. Start the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, and set the resonance gently so the tone has a little personality. For the amp envelope, use a slower attack and a longer release. We're talking about a sound that blooms rather than punches. Hold a simple chord, a minor seventh, a suspended voicing, or even just a two-note shape or pedal tone. Old-school DNB often works better when harmony is restrained, and the texture does the emotional work. Now comes the magic ingredient, drift. The pad should not sit still, but it also should not wobble obviously like an LFO demo. We want subtle, slow movement. Use filter automation, device modulation, or slow clip automation to make the cutoff glide over 4, 8, or even 16 bars. Small pitch instability can help too, but keep it tiny. Think floating tape ghost, not seasick wobble. A little chorus ensemble can add width and motion very nicely. Use it lightly. The pad should feel like it's swaying in the background, not turning into a stereo effect preset. If you want an even more organic touch, a faint noise layer or a very small amount of saturation, jungle loves rough edges. A bit of timbral dirt helps the sound feel older and more record-like. Next, clean up the pad so it doesn't fight the drums. Put EQ 8 after the synth and high pass it fairly aggressively. Depending on the arrangement, you might go anywhere from around 120 to 250 Hz, maybe even higher if the section is dense. If the pad sounds boxy, dip a bit in the low mids. If the top end gets sharp, soften that area too. The key idea is simple. The kick, snare, and sub need to stay in charge of the center and low end. A quick mono check is also a smart move. Keep the pad wide if you want, but make sure the mix still makes sense when folded down. Utility is great for this. If the pad feels too broad in the low mids, narrow the width a bit. Wide sides, clean center. That's the jungle-friendly balance. Now let's make the pad breathe with the break. Add a compressor on the pad and sidechain it from the break, or from the kick and snare bus. You don't need heavy pumping here unless you're going for a more modern roller feel. For this lesson, subtle ducking works beautifully. A little gain reduction every time the drums hit gives the impression that the pad is reacting to the break. That's the vibe we want. The drums own the attack, and the pad fills the gaps between the hits. If you want a more old-school, dubby feel, try side chaining or gating from the snare only. That can make the pad bloom after the snare hit, which sounds really classic. It feels like the atmosphere is answering the drum rather than competing with it. Now go back to the breakbeat and start making it feel musical, not just looped. Slice the break on transient markers, then move a few ghost hits around. Nudge a snare pickup slightly ahead or behind the grid if needed. Fill every 4 or 8 bars. The point is not to destroy the original break identity. The point is to let it evolve enough that the listener feels momentum. Jungle lives in those tiny differences. A few ghost notes, a little snare variation, a reversed hit here and there, that's what keeps the groove talking. You can also layer a cleaner snare on top of the break snare if you need a bit more punch. Keep that layer short and focused. If the break starts to feel too messy, resample it once you're happy with the edits. That makes the session lighter and also gives you something more committed and authentic to arrange with. Now think about phrase movement. Don't let the pad drift in exactly the same way for all 16 bars. Make it respond to the drum phrases. For example, you might start with a filtered pad haze and a fairly dry break, then open the pad a little by bar 5 or 7, then add more brightness and width by bars 9 through 12, and finally close the pad back down toward the end of the phrase to create tension for the next section. That call and response approach is really important. If the break gets busy, simplify the pad. If the drums thin out, let the pad open up. That push-pull is what makes the arrangement feel alive without overloading it with extra parts. Return tracks help a lot here too. Set up one return with reverb and another with delay. Keep the reverb filtered so it doesn't cloud the low end. Use it mostly on the pad, but also send selected ghost hits, fill hits, or chopped percussion into the same space so everything feels like it lives in the same room. The drums should stay mostly upfront, but the shared ambience helps glue the entire section together. A nice trick is to let the pad bloom after the snare rather than before it. That gives the drums authority. Another good move is to automate the reverb send instead of leaving it static. You can let the pad get more washed out in a transition and then pull it back when the groove needs to feel tighter. If you want to add a small switch up, this is the place to do it. Maybe drop the pad out for half a bar. Maybe reverse a pad tail into the next phrase. Maybe add a snare fill with a reversed cymbal or filter the break briefly for tension. These aren't giant arrangement moves, but in old-school D&B, small changes go a long way. A reverse tail or a quick drum fill can make the section feel like it's heading somewhere real. One very useful thing to keep in mind is transient to sustain balance. The break defines the attack of the section. The pad fills the space between the hits. If that ratio is working, the loop will feel deep and hypnotic instead of crowded. A good mix check is to turn the loop down and to ask a few simple questions. Can you still read the break clearly? Is the sub clean and centered? Does the snare still cut through when the pad is open? If the pad feels too pretty or polished, rough it up a bit with a touch of saturation and then re-EQ it. Jungle often benefits from a little dirt. That slight grit helps it sit in the style. For a more advanced variation, you can make two pad clips with slightly different behavior. One can open more slowly, and another can be a little brighter. Swap them every 4 or 8 bars so the section evolves without changing the chord. You can also layer a very quiet, pitched-down copy of the pad underneath the main one and filter it heavily. That can add a vintage, misty depth without being obvious. Another strong option is mid and side contrast. Keep the pad wider in the sides while leaving the center free for the kick, snare, and bass. That way the track feels large without losing punch. Let's finish with the big takeaway. In jungle and old school D&B, the drums drive the movement, and the pad provides the emotional drift. The pad should feel unstable, wide, and alive, but never so dominant that it steals the groove. Use slow modulation, careful EQ, subtle ducking, and phrase-based automation to make the two layers work together. When it's done right, the pad doesn't just sit behind the break. It feels like the break is moving through a haunted atmosphere. For practice, try building a 16-bar loop with one classic break and one pad only. Make the break evolve with a fill, a reversed hit, and a tiny timing change. Make the pad change shape with filter automation, width automation, and one texture move like saturation or a resampled tail. Then check the mix in mono. If both layers still feel strong on their own, you've got the blend working. All right, let's dive in and make that jungle space breathe.